North Koreans are fleeing their homeland at a steady rate of between 2 and 3,000 people a year. In making an escape from oppression and poverty, many must still endure years of hardship as they seek freedom and a stable, healthy life. An estimated 18,000 defectors live in South Korea, and perhaps we'll see a time when the Korean Peninsula will have a single government. Katie Oh, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, spent a year in Germany studying the process and issues of that nation's reunification 20 years ago. She says South Koreans should learn from that example, as well as the dramatic change in South Africa a few years later.
For South Korea, many people are thinking, oh, North Koreans came from a very strange and bizarre state and society, and we don't really trust them. I think this kind of thing can be done through some more formal public education and some kind of like a government active role to perpetuate some of the ideas that embracement is better than neglecting them. And I think the South Koreans also can learn the lesson from the post-apartheid South African situation, how the Nelson Mandela even accepted the white people.
Kim Kwang-jin defected in 2003 and says only about 100 North Korean defectors currently reside in the United States. He hopes part of the transition to a unified Korea will include more opportunities for North Koreans to first come to the United States.
I think the United States is the first country which passed the North Korean Human Rights Act, Human Rights Bill. So I think there'll be more possibility for the North Koreans to come to the U.S. and settle here and be prepared for the reconstruction of North Korea in the future. I think, you know, they should be given more opportunities and possibilities for that.
Speaking through an interpreter, North Korean defector Kang Chol-hwan says efforts to prepare need to be made at a brisk pace because he feels time is running short ahead of reunification.
일단은 이제 북한 주민들이 그 김정일
North Korean people have disdain on the Kim Jong-il regime. Nobody wants the regime to prolong. And the regime itself has hit limits economically and politically. I think there's going to be unification within 5 years.
Opinion surveys show that South Koreans fear their country of 46 million citizens would be overrun by 23 million North Koreans scrambling for food and shelter should the regime collapse. KDO says that fear should make preparation in the South that much more urgent.
It's a strategic option for them. There is no luxury saying that we can be living divided as a divided country forever. And I think that the more the prepared they prepare for the future, it will be better.
Oh says Korean unification is perhaps the greatest national task for South Korea. When cultures meet, they often clash. North and South Korean cultures have been diverging for over half a century. She believes it is likely it will take much time for them to blend back together. Jim Stevenson, VOA News, Washington.